On the human chessboard, all moves are possible. On the human chessboard, all moves are possible. If you ever played the game of chess and were thoroughly engaged in the game of chess, you found yourself compelled to think all over the place. And yet, you were not thinking all over the place. You were only thinking of where you were going to make your moves, where you were going to move your chessmen to accomplish the goal that you want to checkmate the king. Now, to move your chessmates, to move your chess pieces, you have to be very specific and very careful, because it's easy to not notice something that's off to the side, like the knights and so forth, and how they can move around and do things that surprise you. Yes, they surprise you. And even the queen setting off on her corner, so dignified, she can make some very amazing moves that can sort of upset everything, because she can go everywhere. Yes, when you learn the chessmen, and you learn what all they can do, then you begin to realize what fun that is, what joy that is to move those fellows around and to accomplish the goals. It's a very specific, a very mathematical game. It's a very mechanical game. It's a very definite game. It has a definite set of rules. If someone comes in and tries to reestablish the rules, it just doesn't work, because they have a very definite set of rules. And their rules allow you to do everything. Every move is possible. Yes, but you say, well, you can't move things because you have to go certain ways. The different chessmen can only move in certain ways. That's true. That's true. And that's like you are in life. A man, a woman, a child, a professor, a workman, a musician, people of various lots of life. They all presumably have to work in certain ways. And then along comes a genius. Along comes somebody who is rather spectacular. And they step out of the possible moves into the impossible moves, into doing things that you never dreamed possible, because they thought ahead. They thought, what could they do if they were to move in certain ways? And how they want to distract their opponent, so their opponent will move and do lazy things and do silly things that allows them to move forth and to make an accomplishment. Now, are we all able to do that? On the human chessboard, are all moves really possible? Are they really possible? They certainly are. We have been told, you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do the other thing. You can't fly, and you can't levitate, and you can't teleport, and you cannot hear, understand what another person is thinking at a distance. You cannot imagine yourself somewhere and, so to speak, really be there. You can't imagine that and be there, but yet you can. Oh, indeed you can. You can be there very wonderfully and very beautifully in your mind. In your mind, you have the capacity to do all sorts of fabulous things, because on the human chessboard, all moves are possible. On the human chessboard, all possibilities are there for us to begin to study and to begin to work with and to begin to wonder how it's going to work out, how it's going to function. If you've ever had the chance to watch professional chessmen, chess players at the game, you watch them play, and you see them do all sorts of wonderful things. Now, some of the very top professionals, they can play a number of games at once. They can play a number of games at once because each game is a specific game. They take their mathematical attention and they put it to one game at a time. They may move through the chessboards of various people, and they play their game with them, and they come on the game, and they look at the game, and they instantly, magically, because that's their business, that's their life, that's their world, Instantly, they know how to move those chessmen to bring about it to their advantage. All of us have the ability to make many chessmen because we are. We have our home life, we have our business life, we have our play life, we have our entertainment life, we have our hunting life, our swimming life, our our motorcycle riding life, our all sorts of games, golf and what have you, and all these games. But now, each time you go to a game, you place yourself in an observer's point of view, and you look and see what the game is. You know what's going on. You know what the plays are. And as you know what the plays are, you are very able to know exactly what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. And as you know what you want to accomplish, you accomplish it. You accomplish it beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically. You accomplish it with all the joy and all the magic and all the wisdom that's within you. Because you are not limited. You assess, you appraise the situation when you enter into any situation in life. And you know that every move is possible. You can either clean up the place, you can leave it just the way it is and see your way through it. You can go through a maze. You can go through all sorts of opportunities in life and be aware of all the magic that's going on around you. And when you are, then you are totally uplifted. You are totally taken out of that limitation that might have been there, and you see with the eyes that see beyond the mountains. You see clearly, you see wisely, you see wonderfully, and you know the solution. That's why you can say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Because the divine in you looks at the situation it's facing, whatever it may be. It looks at whatever it is that you want it to look at, and it appraises it, and it says, okay, all right, we'll look at it that way. We'll do this, we'll do that, and then it does it. And then if you and I have the wisdom to follow through whatever it is the divine perceives in the world around us, then it is done. If the divine in you is playing a chess game and the chess game is kill him, kill him, kill him, then you will forget the most gentle nuances that are the winners. If the divine in you says, let's see what would be the most beneficial move for me, whereby I can maintain my lead, where I can lead the game, where I can direct it. When you play the game with a newcomer, with a child, you can win. You win because you know the rules of the game and you play by the rules of the game. The child is learning the rules of the game. But when the child learns the rules of the game, and that can be very quick, the child will play that game so bountifully, beautifully, wonderfully, so perfectly, that you'll be just utterly amazed. But why should you be amazed? Because within each one of us is the wisdom that knows how to play any game. We know how to play any game. We know the rules of any game completely, even though we've never played the game before. Because we know it all. The divine in each of us knows it all. Now, are you ready to play that game? Are you ready to be that game? Are you ready to have the wonder and the magic of that game? Are you ready to delight in that game and all that that game has to offer? If you are, then on the human chessboard, all moves are possible, and you know it. But you don't think of all moves. You look at what is the move you want to make. You can move any chessman you want, wherever he's allowed to go. And then once you've moved, then you put yourself in jeopardy unless you have thought ahead. Now, if you have used that move to bring somebody else out, to cause someone else to move, and then you have made yourself a better move later, then you are on top of it. This is how the game of life is. On the human chessboard, all moves are possible. But the wise person is the person who introspectively looks at those moves and says, ah, yes, ah, yes, so I see. And once it looks at those moves and says, oh, I see, then it can say, I move intelligently and wonderfully. I love the game. I am not upset in any way because the game seems to be complex, but I love it. And I play it with all the wisdom within me. And I play it wisely and well. And I play it for the fun of it, for the joy of it. And, you know, I always win. Is that right? Have a glorious day. And know, on the human chessboard, all moves are possible. And you can accomplish anything you want by saying, all is in divine order. And make it so now for you, because that's what matters. I love you. I love you. I love you.